the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who allowed none to witness when He created the heavens and the earth, and who took no helper when He authored the spirits. He has no associate in divinity and no support in unity. Tongues fall silent before the limits of describing Him. Intellects fail before the core of knowing Him. Terrors fall low in awe of Him. Faces are humbled in fear of Him. And everything mighty yields to His mightiness. So to Thee belongs praise again and again, well measured, continually and methodically. And may His blessings be upon His messenger endlessly, and His salutation everlastingly, eternally. O Allah, make the beginning of this day of mine righteousness, its middle prosperity, and its end success. I seek refuge in Thee from a day whose beginning is fright, and whose middle is anxiety, and whose end is pain. O Allah, I pray forgiveness from Thee for every vow I have vowed, and every promise I have promised, and every pledge I have pledged, then failed to keep for Thee. I ask Thee concerning the complaints of Thy servants against me. If there is a servant from among Thy servants, of a handmaid from among Thy handmaids, who has against me a complaint, because I have wronged him in respect to himself, his reputation, his property, his wife or his child, or because evil words I have spoken about him in his absence, an imposition upon him through inclination, caprice, scorn, zeal, false show, bigotry, whether he be absent or present, alive or dead, such that my hand has fallen short and my capacity has been too narrow to make restitution to him or to annul my obligation to him, I ask Thee, O He who owns all objects of need, which are granted by His will and hastened to His desire, that Thou blessest Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, peace be upon them, and makest the one I have wronged satisfied with me in the manner that Thou willst, and givest me mercy from Thee. Forgiveness decreases Thee not, and giving injuries Thee not. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, give me on every Monday two favors from Thee: the facility to obey Thee at its beginning, and the favor of Thy forgiveness at its end. O He who is Allah, and none other than whom grants forgiveness for sins.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, Salam and salutations of Allah be upon all of you. You are listening to IRIB English Radio and this program today is special. I invite you to be with us. Our topic for today is the concept of divorce in Islam. Today, Sunday, is the 13th of Jamadi al-Thani, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 26th of day, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 16th of January, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's open Allah's book and read verses 226 to 227 of chapter
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم للذين يؤلون من نسائهم تربص أربعة أشهر فإن فاءوا فإن الله غفور رحيم.
For those who swear not to have sexual relations with their wives is a waiting time of 4 months. But if they return to normal relations, then indeed Allah is forgiving and merciful.
وَإِنْ عَزَمُوا الطَّلَاقَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ.
And if they decide on divorce, then indeed Allah is hearing and knowing.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
One of the methods that was customary in the age of ignorance for the separation of a husband from his wife was forswear. This method was also followed by those Muslims who had newly embraced Islam. At the age of ignorance, when a man displeased his wife, he sometimes took oath to abstain from associating with her, and by this unmanly way, he created a straitened circumstance for her. Neither he divorced her legally to make her free to marry with her desired husband and obtain her own wishes, nor he himself was ready to make peace with her and continue to live with her as a spouse. What's the topic of today's special? It is the concept of divorce in Islam. Be with us. Islam tolerates divorce and separation of a husband and wife under specific conditions. However, Islam regards divorce as abhorrent and reprehensible. Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam cited from the Prophet of Allah, Gabriel commanded wives to such an extent that I presume divorce is not permissible unless a wife performs an explicit act of unfaithfulness and infidelity. Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, had stated, marry and do not divorce, because surely divorce shakes the very throne of Allah, Arsh. Islam holds divorce as an extremely ugly and vile act, which must be avoided within the bounds of possibilities, as it even rocks the very throne of Allah. Even though it has not been forbidden, for various reasons, it is severely commended. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bihi nasta'in. In this episode, our topic is going to be concerned with divorce in Islam. In all human communities, we find that there are, two phenomena that joins or disjoins two persons, male and female. Quite by way of making or dissolving a wedlock. The first one is marriage or wedlock, and the other one, the opposite of marriage or wedlock, is divorce. In this episode, we are going to talk about divorce. First of all, it must be noted that the fifth infallible Imam, Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam, related on the authority of the Prophet of Islam, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that the Archangel Gabriel made so frequent and important considerations and recommended many things regarding the right of wives and ladies, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam indicated that it seems that divorce wouldn't be legal or permissible unless in the case of, God forbid, committing any, for example, fornication, or, for example, getting involved in illegal relations and affairs. And at the same time, based on a piece of hadith related from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, who indicated it on the authority of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that the best home in view of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is where wedlock or matrimony or marriage is formed and made, and the most detestable home is where an instance of divorce can be found over there.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
As previous episodes of today's special, today too we look at steps to an Islamic divorce, evaluate and try to reconcile. If after thoroughly evaluating your marriage, you find that there is no other option than divorce, there is no shame in proceeding to the next step. Allah gives divorce as an option because sometimes it is truly the best interest of all concerned. Nobody needs to remain in a situation that causes personal distress, pain, and suffering. In such cases, it is more merciful that you each go your separate ways peacefully and amicably. Recognize, though, that Islam outlines certain steps that need to take place both before, during, and after a divorce. The needs of both parties are considered. Any children of the marriage are given top priority. Guidelines are given both for personal behavior and legal process. Following these guidelines may be difficult, especially if one or both spouses feel wronged or angry.
As I look to nature's beauty, dazzled am I, knowing everything calls on you, the Lord Most High.
الله الذي يهدينا جميعا الله الذي نعتز به جميعا
You're listening to IRIB English Radio. Today's special. This is the continuation. Tips to cope and move forward. Don't be hard on yourself. Dear brothers and sisters, perspective is important, especially when you're figuring out how to cope with divorce. If you're feeling guilt or shame about your marriage ending, remember that it takes two people to be in a relationship and two people to end one. Guilt and shame are common feelings that can arise during the stages of divorce. However, forgiving yourself might help you let go of any remorse or guilt you're harboring. It can be an effective way for you to move on with your new life. Regardless of who said or did what during the marriage, you need to figure out how to get through a divorce emotionally, or you'll never be able to move on from it. Forgive yourself. Give yourself the time and space you need so that you can begin the next phase of your life.
سبحان الله والحمد لله لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر
سبحان الله
Brothers, sisters, divorce is not going to end our problems. Sometimes divorce is rahmah, yes, from Allah. When you are stuck in a marriage that is abusive, when you are going through pain and agony every single day, however, sometimes divorce is certainly a mistake. And we live in a country, whether it's America or Canada, where family values are not a priority. And that is the truth. Family values, as marketed by one of the very famous companies, is adding a phone line, giving a smartphone to your family members for $9.09, 99 cents, or $20 a month, $30 a month, so that they all can text their friends and get on Snapchat and TikTok, even when they're sitting on the dinner table. So they look at the posts on their social media instead of spending time with their families. This is family values to them. I don't want to undermine, I don't want to disrespect anyone, but this is not the Islamic definition of family values. When you go to school, from first grade to 12th grade, you never hear your teacher in public school tell you, you must respect your parents. Teach you about family values, tell you you must kiss the hands of your father and your mother, you must respect your elders, you must respect your older brother, and you must be kind to your younger brother. Family values are not mentioned in our books, in our schools. And today we live in an era where family itself, the institution of family itself, is targeted.
Dear friend, inshallah, we learn more about divorce, especially in the view of Islam, in the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Till then, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
I know that I'm not alone. What I've seen has been seen before, but it hurts. Just like a thorn, a pain I never felt before. My heart said, just speak the truth. Mine said, don't be a fool. I need to get something off my mind. Don't let let this silence be misunderstood. I don't know where my heart will take me, but I know your light will protect me from this fragile world.
Food for thought.
Dear friends, and let us present you a supplication to the Lord Most High by the Holy Prophet's Immaculate Daughter, Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her. O Allah, by your knowledge of the unseen and your power over creation, keep me alive so long as you know that life is good for me, and cause me to die when death is good for me.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. In our previous discussion, or in our previous episodes, we discussed the signs of a person who is an alim, a person who is a scholar. Obviously, an alim is a person who has knowledge, and he possesses, you know, fazl and virtue because of that knowledge. But the Imam, alayhi salam, as Imam Hussein, alayhi salam, also is reported to have said something about a person who is jahal, a person who is ignorant, a person who does not know anything. So this jahal in contrast to the alim or the scholar, this person who doesn't know. So the Imam says that this person who doesn't know also has particular signs that one can tell that this person is a jahil, or a person who has been affected by some of the causes of jahal. So one of the signs that show that this person or one of those things that bring a person to Jahl, as the Imam mentioned in this tradition, is quite interesting. So the Imam says that the one of the signs of a person who is who has Jahl and he is unaware or he has no knowledge is that he argues. He just debates and discusses, but not for the sake of finding the truth. He just discusses for the sake of discussing with those individuals who are not of the disbelievers of the kuffar. So he just wants to argue with people for the sake of arguing to show his fazl, to show that he is greater, he knows more about this particular issue than anybody else. So here the hadith says kufr. So kufr here could mean many things. Kufr could mean that a person's belief is covered. Or it could also mean, because we know what we mean by a person when we call him a kafir, is that he has covered something. So here, for example, a person understands the truth, but you want to argue with him about that very same thing. But he knows the truth, why are you arguing? So when we say kufr here, we can take it in the general meaning. That he argues with those who do not cover the truth. He debates with them those who do not cover the truth. Rather, it can be said that a person who wants to debate with somebody should debate with somebody who has covered the truth in order for that truth to become uncovered, to become clear, so that that person who is a kafir, again in the general meaning, starts to understand that, no, I've covered the truth, I've made a mistake, you know, I should accept this. Again, this is one of the possible meanings of this tradition. There probably are others as well. This is what came to my mind. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to, you know, make us go towards any of these signs of jahl, and to make us of those who are of knowledge and of the scholars and of the defenders of the maktab of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam and the school of thought of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Habibullah Fasihizada with the Let's Recite the Holy Quran, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. This is a great time that we are having again some of our friends from Sevier International School.
Except for one.
Yeah, students. Three of our friends from Sevier International School here. So they've joined us to help us hold these Quranic sessions. As you know, that you have been with us during these lessons, and we really thank you for this, and we really ask you to stay with us till the end of these sessions, till the end of this series of lessons, inshallah. So before we start, we will recite all together the dua of Imam Zaman alayhi salam for the well-being of Imam alayhi salam, and then we will go on and start our class. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم كل وليك الحجة بن حسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. May Allah Almighty inshallah hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman alayhi salam and help us inshallah be with him and fight in his army against the evils. Let's recite a salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, in the previous sessions, as our friends they remember, we talked about
Waw Maddi, Alif Maddi, and Yai Maddi.
Ahsan. Waw Maddi, Alif Maddi, and Yai Maddi. Actually, we call them natural math. Yeah, long vowels or natural math, right? Mm-hmm. Natural math. It means, let us review, the Alif Maddi, Waw Maddi, and Yay Maddi. We don't have to forget that we are learning this kind of rules, okay, this series of lessons in order to read the Quran fluently and beautifully and correctly, right? Mm-hmm. Yes. Each and every rule that we study is very, very effective and influential. Okay? Important. So, alhamdulillah, we have learned a lot of them. And last sessions, we practiced Alif Maddi, Waw Maddi, and Yai Maddi. Let's review them. So, whenever we have a fatha, after a fatha, we have Alif, which is Sakin. This is called?
Alif Maddi.
Great. How do you produce the sound? Great. A longer fatha.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, for example, we practice what lesson? What surah in previous session?
What's Shams?
Surah Al-Shams.
Yeah.
Okay, do you remember a verse of that surah, Mahdi?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. It was Mahdi who was making mistake, yeah?
Yeah.
Wal-Qamari, he was saying one-Qamari. One-Qamari, two-Qamari, three-Qamari, yeah? He wanted to say this.
One-Qamari.
One-Qamari or two-Qamari?
One-Qamari.
So the surah that we practiced, which helped us a lot in Alif Maddi, was Surah Al-Shams. And also Surah Al-Duha, the other surahs, okay, that end with the sound like A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Wash-Shamsi Wa-Duhaha, Ha-Ha, Wal-Qamari Iza Talaha, Talaha. So these sounds all are what? The sound of Alif Maddi.
Yes.
So we have to remember that whenever Fatha is there and there is an Alif, we have to
make it longer.
Great. Make the sound longer.
Alif Sakin.
So what about Wawi Maddi?
It's the same of Alif and Maddi, but we have to make it longer, just like the previous one.
Sir, great. I still can't read a word with six sukun.
We will help it. No problem. We'll do it. Okay. So, when there is a waw, but before waw we don't have fatha, because waw is friend with dhamma.
Yeah.
With dhamma, yes. With u. So if we have a dhamma before a waw and waw is sakin, so here we have u dhamma plus waw. Waw is sakin. In this case, we produce a longer sound. U, right?
Ooh.
Inshallah, we'll practice them. Okay. The other one was what?
Yai
Maddi. What was Yai Maddi?
It was the same as previous one, and it's like it's a ya, and then kasra, we before make it longer.
Great. Yeah. A kasra plus ya, which is sakin. So you produce a longer e sound. So let's produce all the natural mat sounds, okay? This sound. Mm. Okay? So these sounds. Okay? They are called natural math. Inshallah, whenever you see them, pay attention. The first thing is this. Okay? If you want to know, if you want to master how to produce these longer sounds. Okay? The first thing is that you have to find the fatha, kasra, dhamma, and waw, alif, ya. Understood? Fatha with alif, kasra with ya, and dhamma with waw. Then, Mahdi, you have to look at what? Look at the harakat. The harakat of what? The harakat of alif, ya, and waw.
It should be sukun.
Great. Sakin. It should be sukun. All those three letters must be sukun. Okay? Yeah. So usually, alif does not accept any harakat. Hamza accepts harakat. Okay?
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني
نبض حياتي. How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran?
الله حمدتني غمرتني بالبركات تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلات.
Be with let's recite the Quran.
غمرتني بالبركات تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلات. قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي
قرآني. Inshallah, now we are going to learn some new things about this natural math, okay? We have actually, you might know that we have three types of aleph. Three types of aleph.
I know right? that.
So, look at me. One of the aleph is the complete aleph, the aleph that we usually have it. Yes? The other one is like a smaller aleph, a half aleph.
Yeah.
Have you seen ever?
The baby of Aleph.
The baby of Aleph. MashaAllah. The baby of Aleph. Okay? The baby Aleph. So the baby Aleph is half Aleph. Mm. It is called?
Dagger
Aleph. Dagger Aleph. Right?
Dagger
Aleph. We call it Khanjari.
Khanjari.
Yeah? It's like we have a sword. Yeah? Sword is like that. The complete Aleph, the big Aleph. And a knife is the baby of the sword.
Yeah.
So the sword as well kills the person. Yeah.
The knife.
The knife as well kills. So what does it mean? I want you to learn this: that whenever you have the complete alif, you have to produce the sound of alif. Whenever you see the dagger alif, again the sound of no problem. Only the shape, the fez, has been changed. But
like harakat,
they're same.
Great. Now. It means whenever you see that alif again, the dagger alif again, Understood? No problem. So if you see a fatha after fatha, a dagger alif, what sound do you produce? A longer sound, right? Yeah. Again, do not say that because this alif dagger alif is a smaller, okay, a baby. So we have to produce a baby sound like No, a longer sound. The sound is the same, only the shape, the face changes. Understood?
I know it's an alif, but you could just put it in the middle of a word when you, whenever you want. I understand.
Great. Hadi say Mahdi say Minhal. Look, the sounds are the same, yes, but what?
The shapes are different.
Our faces are different. Yeah, but the sounds are the same. Once Hadi says this, once Mahdi says this, then Minhal, then me. Yeah. So the shapes are different, but the sounds are the same. There is another alif. Which we call it Alif al-Maqsura.
The bigger Alif.
No. It is that dagger Alif, but on the top of?
Ayah.
No. On the top of Ayah. Sometimes in the Quran you might see, look. Wadduha. Wadduha. Wallayli idha saja. Open the Quran. Surah al-Duha. Everyone. Yes, Surah al-Duha. Surah al-Shams, after Surah al-Shams, we have Surah al-Layl, then we have Surah al-Duha. Yeah? No, next, go, turn page. Surah al-Duha, okay? In Surah al-Duha, we have the examples of, Alif Maqsura. Page 596.
What does it look like?
It looks like an Alif, a Ya on the top of a Ya, the dagger Alif. It means the dagger Alif sits on a Ya. Simply, like you're sitting on the chair. Yes, Mahdi? You're
sitting on a chair.
You're the dagger Aleph, okay?
No, and the chair is the dagger Aleph.
okay,
I'm gonna kill you.
So he's the knife.
Wait, sir, why does a child kill people?
A child kills people?
Yes, isn't the dagger elif a child?
That's Mahdi killing a dinosaur. Mahdi killing a dinosaur.
Dinosaur will kill Mahdi.
Isn't he the dagger elif?
So, Hadi, what is the shape of dagger elif? Small elif.
Small, yes.
Now, Hadi, look at me. Now put this small elif on the top of a yaw. Good? Look yes, at that surah, Wadduha. Dear brothers and sisters, Surah Al-Duha. Page 596, Osman Taha version of the Holy Quran, okay? Now, wadduha, if you see a duha, after ha we have a ya, and the top of ya there is one aleph. But remember, we have two types of ya. One ya, which does not have any dots. The other ya has two dots.
What's the difference?
The difference is this. The ya which has two dots, that is the actual ya. The ya which does not have the dots,
it is
aleph maqsura.
Yes.
You got it?
Yeah.
So, whenever you see, I will repeat it, okay? The ya which has two dots below it, under it, okay? That is the actual ya. You produce the sound of ya. But when you see the shape of ya, but there is no legs, no feet for it, no dots, okay? That ya is not ya. That
or
is
it may be a ya, aleph maqsura. They just forgot to change it back what? Then. It may be a ya because, or they just forgot to change it back then to put give it dots.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe that's a baby who was born without any teeth. Yes?
Yes.
When it grows again without any teeth.
No, baby is always born without the teeth.
Great. Okay, I wanted to check how genius you are, okay? He was aware of this example. So, thank you so much. Inshallah, we'll practice it, okay? And in the next session, we'll practice it, inshallah. But before we end, we will really thank again the IRIB English Radio. Yes?
Yes.
Yes. And also, Xavier International.
And us.
Schoolness. And also, us. Yeah, Hadi, Mahdi, and Milhan Hussain. Especially me. Thank you so much.
So there is especially
so let's recite
Hadi
a salawat, everyone. Allah.
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 Muhammad.
Muhammad.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools. فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarisi with you with another edition of the program The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
ظلمتُ نفسي ظلمتُ نفسي ظلمتُ نفسي وتجرأتُ بجهلي وسكنتُ إلى قديم ذكرك لي ومنك علي.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, in this part of Kumail's supplication, says, "Zalamtu nafsi," I have wronged myself. "Watajarratu bijahli," I have been audacious in my ignorance. "Wasakantu ila qadimi dhikrika li," and I have depended upon your constant remembrance of me. "Wamannika alay," and your favor toward me. Let's start discussing the beginning part, where Imam alayhi salam says, "Zalamtu nafsi," I have wronged myself. Imam alayhi salam, in fact, by saying this "Zalamtu nafsi," is confessing and saying that although I recognized you well by watching and contemplating on your wonderful creations, on your graces, on your mercies, by watching your signs in the world, although I heard all the facts about you in the researchers, in the reading books on you, Imam Ali alayhi salam is teaching us how we should turn to the Almighty. So he says, although I have done all these, but I did not come towards you. I did not obey your rules. I did not worship you. I did not ask you requests and became ignorant of you. This was a mistake I have always committed, and thus I have wronged myself. ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي. Of course, the Muslims all know that these confessions Imam Ali alayhi salam is making has nothing to do with himself, and these kinds of confessions prove how modest Imam Ali alayhi salam is before the Almighty Allah, and how he is teaching us to talk to our Lord. O Lord, we have recognized your prophets by reading their history. We have known them as the guides to salvation. We have known them as the sympathetic beings. We have recognized your prophets as the deliverers of people from satanic temptations. We have known the prophets as advisors. Yet we ignored them all. We resorted to sources other than them. We followed stranger traditions, and we did not appreciate our prophets. Yet we should have been grateful of the Almighty Allah, and we should have stopped turning and resorting to other sources. But we insisted on our miserable ways of life. We followed misguidance path, and this is how we have wronged ourselves. ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي, I have wronged myself.
As one whose neediness is extreme, and who supplicates his knees to you, and whose desire for that which is with you has become great. O Allah, great is your kingdom, and exalted is your greatness. Your plan is secret, your authority is manifest, your might is victorious and subduing, and your power is prevalent throughout, and it is not possible to escape from your dominion. O Allah, apart from you, I do not find anyone able to pardon my sins, nor to conceal my shameful acts, nor do I have anyone except you to change my evil deeds into virtues. There is no God but you, glory and praise be to you. I have oppressed my own soul, I had the audacity to sin by my ignorance. I have relied upon my ancient remembrance of you and your grace towards me. O Allah, my Lord, how many of my ugly deeds have you concealed? How many of my grievous afflictions have you abolished? And how many stumblings of mine have you prevented?
How many of my detestable acts have you averted? And how many of my undeserving praises have you spread abroad?
Thank you, Allah,
now that we're here,
feeling so good
about all the things that we went through,
knowing that God is pleased with us too.
It's not a dream,
this is so true,
and we know we'll be here forever.
The feeling is indescribable,
knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
In fact, when we consider our lifestyles, we can see how we have wronged ourselves in different aspects. We got familiar with the holy book Quran through participating in religious gatherings, and we read Islamic books, and we were present in the gatherings where Islamic teachings were discussed. We found out that Quran has been revealed from the Almighty Allah to the Prophet of Islam sallallahu, in order to guide us all, in order to guide all the servants in the universe. We knew that this book is the most comprehensive book. We knew that this book is the one which included the most fruitful topics and useful teachings. We could realize its most excellent instructions. We understood how wise rules mentioned in the Holy Quran can be applicable to our societies and communities, but nevertheless, we neglected its signs, we neglected its facts, and we lived a negligent life. When we recited Quran, we did not think about its meanings of the verses. Sometimes we even ignore reciting Holy Quran, and hence we have wronged ourselves severely. Imam alayhi salam in this part of Kumail supplication says, "Zalamtu nafsi," I have wronged myself. Brothers and sisters, we'll try to discuss more about this part of Kumail supplication in the next program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio.
Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می‌کند
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Question. What will be the role of women in the Islamic government? For example, would they be able to get involved in the affairs of a state by becoming, say, members of a parliament or ministers? That being, of course, if they demonstrate that they are suitable for and sufficiently competent to hold such a post. Imam replies, the Islamic government will determine the course to be taken in such matters. Now is not the time for me to comment on such things. Women like men are participating in building the Islamic society of tomorrow. They can vote and be voted for in elections. Women have taken part in the recent struggles in Iran to the same degree as the men. We will give women every kind of freedom, but we will prevent corruption. And where this is concerned, there is no difference between men and women. January 23rd, 1979.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are with another program of Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi. Today we're going to talk about the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the women's role in the society. Imam has said that the woman has a great role in the society. She represents the realization of human ideals. Now, why Imam has said that the women are those who represent the realization of human ideals? It's because that it is the woman who has the responsibility of training people. The training in the house, when a child comes in the laps of the mother, it is the mother who trains this child, who teaches the traits and ethics to teach her child how to be a good person. And therefore, we can see that the best role model for us, or the ideal in the world that we have, and about whom even the Imam of the time, Imam Mahdi, has said that, for me, the daughter of the Prophet is the role model, who is a lady. Lady Fatima, salamullah alayha, is the role model for the Imam of the time, for the savior of the mankind. Why? Because she was a role model. It is because she, when she was in house, she used to be called by her father as Umme Abiha, the mother of father. She was the best helper of her husband. She was the best trainer for her kids.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala
صلى الله عليه
صل
يا رسول الله
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله.
She trained her kids in a way that both sons were infallible. The both sons are known as the masters of the youth of paradise. Therefore, this is a woman in the society that she has this role of realization of human ideals. They have to give ideals in the society. If a person becomes a lawyer, a teacher, a leader, a writer, a poet, it is because there is a part of her mother, there is a part of her woman. And that's why it is said that behind every successful man, there is a woman. So therefore, Imam Khomeini is also emphasizing at this point that when we look at the Islamic history, when we look at the journal history of the mankind, we always see that it was the woman who has a great role in the society, and she always represented the realization of human ideals.
Assalamu alaikum.